Washington. Section 702 of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, the legal authority under which the U.S. government collects emails, phone calls, and text messages of foreign targets abroad without individual warrants, expires April 20th with no reauthorization bill introduced in the 119th Congress and no public position from the Trump administration. Fewer than 3 months remain on the legislative calendar, Congress has held just two hearings, and over two dozen privacy organizations are pressing for structural reforms that the intelligence community warns would cripple the program's effectiveness. The looming deadline sets up a collision between national security officials, who call Section 702 simply indispensable and irreplaceable, and a bipartisan coalition of lawmakers and civil liberties groups who argue the law violates the Fourth Amendment by allowing warrantless searches of Americans' private communications. What Section 702 authorizes Section 702, first enacted in 2008 after intelligence gaps identified in the aftermath of the September 11th attacks, allows the NSA to conduct electronic surveillance of non-U.S. persons reasonably believed to be located outside the United States. Rather than requiring individual warrants for each target, the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court, FISC, issues programmatic certifications authorizing surveillance categories for up to 1 year at a time. The NSA collects communications from specific foreign targets, including messages routed through U.S. companies or stored on U.S. servers, with compelled assistance from American technology and telecommunications providers. Approximately 10,000 government personnel have authority to query the resulting database, according to a Congressional Research Service report. When foreign targets communicate with Americans, those conversations are collected as well. The intelligence community calls this incidental collection. The constitutional controversy centers on what happens next. Intelligence agencies can search that database using Americans' names, phone numbers, and email addresses, all without a warrant. Critics call these backdoor searches. Why the program is contentious? The FBI's use of backdoor searches has been the central flashpoint in the debate. Between 2020 and early 2022, FBI personnel conducted more than 278,000 searches that did not meet legal standards. The FISC characterized these as persistent and widespread violations. Targets of improper queries included 141 Black Lives Matter protesters, more than 19,000 donors to a congressional campaign, two members of Congress, journalists, and in one instance, an analyst's online dating app Matches, according to declassified FISC opinions released in 2023. In 2021 alone, the FBI conducted approximately 3.4 million warrantless searches of Section 702 data using U.S. person identifiers. The scale of misuse triggered what George Croner of the Penn Center for Ethics and the Rule of Law described as the most contentious debate over the renewal of Section 702 since its passage by Congress in 2008, according to a Penn Searle analysis. What changed in 2024? Congress reauthorized Section 702 through the Reforming Intelligence and Securing America Act, RISAA, signed into law April 20, 2024. The law imposed 14 major FBI querying restrictions, including supervisory and attorney approval for all U.S. person queries, mandatory Justice Department audits, annual training requirements, and deputy director approval for queries involving elected officials or media. Congress also mandated quarterly FBI reporting to intelligence and judiciary committees. A warrant requirement amendment, led by Representative Andy Biggs, Republican AZ, failed on a 212-212 tie. In the House, ties fail. The vote split 128 Republicans and 84 Democrats in favor against 86 Republicans and 126 Democrats opposed, illustrating the unusual political alignment that the debate produces. The pro-warrant coalition bridges the populist right and the progressive left. House Speaker Mike Johnson shortened the reauthorization window from the typical 5 or more years to just 2 years, the shortest extension ever granted, specifically to secure enough Freedom Caucus votes by deferring the broader fight to a potential Trump administration, according to the Penn Searle analysis. That 2-year clock runs out on April 20th, 2026. Whether the reforms worked. By several measurable indicators, the 2024 reforms produced significant changes. FBI queries dropped approximately 90%, from roughly 57,000 in the 2022-2023 reporting period to roughly 5,500 in the 2023-2024 period, according to SANS. A March 2025 FISC opinion indicated that noncompliance is diminishing. An October 2025 Department of Justice Inspector General report confirmed that the FBI is no longer engaging in the widespread non-compliant querying of U.S. persons that was pervasive just a few years ago, according to the institution. Civil liberties organizations acknowledge the statistical improvement, but argue it proves only that the FBI needed external constraints, not that the underlying structure is sound. The ACLU, which describes itself as working to realize this promise of the United States Constitution for all, stated, "Reauthorizing 702 without meaningful reforms would double down on a system that has seen repeated and systemic abuses." Elizabeth Goitein of the Center for Justice, which describes itself as an independent, nonpartisan law and policy organization, testified at both House and Senate hearings that the law is failing to protect Americans from warrantless surveillance. The constitutional question. In December 2024, Judge LaShan D'Arcy Hall of the U.S. District Court for the Eastern District of New York ruled that searches of Section 702 databases using U.S. person identifiers are protected by the Fourth Amendment and must be performed pursuant to a warrant or a recognized exception. The ruling, declassified January 21, 2025, was the first time a federal court found backdoor searches unconstitutional, according to the Electronic Frontier Foundation, a nonprofit that describes itself as the leading nonprofit organization defending civil liberties in the digital world. The case, United States v. Hasbadrami, involved more than a decade of litigation. Agron Hasbadrami was arrested at JFK Airport in 2011 on charges of providing material support to terrorism. The government's case relied partly on emails collected warrantlessly under Section 702 and then searched without a warrant. The court found that even if the initial collection of communications between foreigners and Americans is lawful, the government cannot ordinarily rely on a foreign intelligence exception to the Fourth Amendment when subsequently searching those communications. A separate 2019 FISC opinion also found that certain FBI backdoor searches violated the Fourth Amendment. What the intelligence community says it stands to lose. Intelligence officials describe Section 702 as one of the most powerful tools for detecting terrorist plots, foreign espionage, and cyber attacks. In 2023, the FBI used Section 702 to disrupt a potentially imminent terrorist attack after identifying a subject who had researched specific critical infrastructure sites inside the United States. Iterative U.S. person queries helped investigators stay ahead of the plot, officials said. Section 702 has also been used to uncover kidnapping and assassination plots by foreign governments, reveal Iranian hackers' research about a former senior U.S. official, and identify Chinese hackers' intrusions into a network used by a key U.S. transportation hub. The program has shifted from a primarily counterterrorism tool to one central to cybersecurity. A senior FBI advisor confirmed that approximately half of FBI Section 702 database searches now relate to investigating malicious state-sponsored cyber attacks. Deputy Attorney General Lisa Monaco stated that Section 702 contributed to a decline in ransomware victim payments to 34% and played an important role in the government's response to the Colonial Pipeline cyber attack in 2021. Glenn Gerstel, former NSA General Counsel, characterized 702 as one of the most powerful tools, while acknowledging that the political atmosphere on both Republicans and Democrat sides is very fraught. Intelligence officials argue that requiring prior court approval for U.S. person queries would cripple the program's effectiveness by introducing delays that prevent timely responses to emerging threats, where the administration stands and doesn't. The Trump administration has taken no public position on whether to renew, reform, or allow Section 702 to expire. We are 3 months from the expiration of Section 702, and the Trump administration, as best as I can discern, still has no official position on it. That is stunning, Senator Chris Coons, Democrat DE, said, as reported by The Intercept. No administration officials attended the Senate Judiciary Committee hearing on January 28, 2026. A White House spokesperson said only that the administration is having productive discussions and declined further elaboration. Lieutenant General Joshua Rudd, the nominee to serve as NSA director, declined to take a stance on warrant requirements at his confirmation hearing, stating he would need to look into the topic. Director of National Intelligence Tulsi Gabbard broke with typical intelligence community positioning by stating that warrants should generally be required before an agency undertakes a U.S. person query of FISA Section 702 data, except in exigent circumstances, such as imminent threats to life or national security, according to NextGov/FCW. On February 10, 2026, the White House convened a meeting to discuss Section 702 renewal. Attendees included President Trump, CIA Director John Ratcliffe, DNI Gabbard, Joint Chiefs Chairman Dan Kane, White House Chief of Staff Susie Wiles, Deputy Chief of Staff Stephen Miller, and Republican Reps Jim Jordan, OH, and Rick Crawford, AR. No Democrats were invited. President Trump has given contradictory signals on FISA. During the 2024 campaign, he called to kill FISA, referencing FBI investigations into his 2016 campaign and the Carter Page surveillance warrants. Yet his first administration ultimately allowed short-term reauthorizations. The contrast with the Biden administration is stark. Biden officials began publicly signaling support for reauthorization nearly 11 months before the previous sunset date, according to Selsch, what reform advocates are pushing for. A broad bipartisan coalition of civil society organizations has coalesced around four core demands: requiring warrants for U.S. person queries, closing the data broker loophole to prevent government circumvention of constitutional protections through commercial data purchases, strengthening FISC judicial review, and narrowing the expanded definition of electronic communications service provider that RISA controversially broadened, according to EI, the Electronic Privacy Information Center, which describes itself as an organization that focuses public attention on emerging privacy and civil liberties issues. In December 2025, a coalition organized by Defending Rights and Dissent, which describes itself as working to protect the right of political expression, sent a letter to House Judiciary Committee members outlining reform priorities ahead of the committee's December 11th hearing. More than two dozen organizations co-signed. The Center for Democracy and Technology, which describes itself as working to advance civil rights and civil liberties in the digital world, argues that a warrant rule with exceptions for consent, malware identification queries, and metadata queries would address the main areas where U.S. person queries have proven useful while protecting civil liberties, according to CDT. The Reform Government Surveillance Coalition, comprising major U.S. technology companies including Apple, Google, Microsoft, Amazon, and Meta, published its own recommendations in December 2025. The industry group called for reducing data retention from 5 to 3 years, narrowing transparency reporting bans so companies can report FISA requests with greater granularity, sunsetting the expanded ECSP definition, and filling four vacancies on the Privacy and Civil Liberties Oversight Board, according to the coalition's recommendations, the bipartisan lineup pushing for warrants. On February 11, 2026, Senators Dick Durbin, Democrat IL, and Mike Lee, Republican UT, announced they would reintroduce the SAFE Act, the Security and Freedom Enhancement Act, which would mandate warrant requirements for U.S. person queries and clarify language regarding which entities can be compelled to assist with surveillance, according to NextGov/FCW. Section 702 is being used to conduct thousands of warrantless searches of Americans' private communications. That's unacceptable, Senator Durbin said. Senator Lee added, Americans should not have to fear warrantless spying from their own government. The bipartisan reform push draws from distinct but overlapping motivations. Republicans, particularly those aligned with the Freedom Caucus, are primarily animated by FBI misuse of FISA during the Carter Page surveillance and investigations of President Trump's 2016 campaign. Democrats focus on documented FBI queries targeting BLM protesters, journalists, and the broader Fourth Amendment implications of mass warrantless surveillance. The previous bipartisan Government Surveillance Reform Act was introduced by Senators Ron Wyden, Democrat, OR, and Mike Lee, Republican UT, alongside Representatives Warren Davidson, Republican OH, and Zoe Lofgren, Democrat CA, with co-sponsors spanning both parties and both chambers. What happens next? Section 702 expires April 20, 2026. Congress has three possible paths forward. First, lawmakers could pass a standalone reauthorization with reforms, most likely built around the SAFE Act framework. This is the route privacy advocates prefer, but one that requires resolving the warrant question that deadlocked the House 212-2212 in 2024. Second, Congress could pursue a clean extension embedded within must-pass legislation like the National Defense Authorization Act, buying time while deferring the substantive debate. Representative Jim Himes, Democrat CT, has assessed that reauthorization would be a heavier lift for Democrats despite compliance improvements, given broader distrust of Trump administration power assertions. Third, if no action is taken, the authority lapses entirely. The U.S. government would lose its legal authority to compel technology companies and telecommunications providers to assist in targeting the communications of non-U.S. persons abroad for foreign intelligence purposes. The FBI has privately warned congressional staffers that such a lapse poses significant national security concerns. No reauthorization bill has been introduced in the 119th Congress. The legislative calendar is tight, and the administration's silence has left Congress without a clear signal about what kind of bill the White House would sign. Kim's perspective. This is where left and right converge on principle. The Fourth Amendment does not have a national security exception. The FBI's documented abuse of 702 queries, including searches targeting political figures and journalists, shows exactly why guardrails matter. When the government collected 3.4 million warrantless searches of Americans' data in a single year, and a federal court has now ruled those searches unconstitutional, this is not a partisan question. It is a constitutional one. Every American should be paying attention.